Today's shiur is Masechta Kedushin on Daf Lamed Vav. We will begin on Daf Lamed Hey Amed Beis, 9 lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the second word, Isitani. We learned in yesterday's shiur that a woman is potter from 3 lavin. One is baltakiv, making the hairline around her head equal, which would mean taking off the peyos haroish. Also, baltashchis, shaving a beard with a razor, and bal tatame lemesim, that a kohanis does not have the isser of becoming tame to a mace. This is what the Mishnah told us on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. Now, Issi Tani, Issi taught that af bal yikorchu, that there is, in fact, a fourth lav which a Yisraelis will be potter from. Nashim Peturis, Baal Yikarchu, women are also potter. What is Baal Yikarchu? This is the isser to make a bald spot on a person's head by ripping out the hair. A person is in grief, mourning over a deceased person, and they will rip out the hairs of their head. This is an isser of Baal Yikarchu. We'll see the psukim about this in a few minutes. So this Isser of Baal Yikarchu, women are also potter according to Issi. And the Gemara asks, my time of the Issi, from where does Issi get, where does he derive that women are potter from this lo sasa? The Gemara is going to offer in the next Amud 3 different limudim of how Issi arrived at this conclusion. So the first shot of the Gemara is, the Dorish Hachi, Issi darshaned the pasuk in the following way. It says, "Bonim atem Hashem alekeichem. Lois is going to do veLois asimu korcha b'nei nechem lemeis." So the first pasuk in Dvorim Perik Yudal, it says that you are children to Hashem, your God. Lois is going to do. Don't cut yourselves and cause yourselves to bleed because you lost a loved one, and also do not cause a bald spot on your head between your eyes. Because of your grief over a mace. And the next pasuk continues, Ki am kadosh atol Hashem lekecha, because you are a holy people unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we say, Bonim v'loy bonois, that which the parsha began, the pasuk began, Bonim atem Hashem lekechem. So we say that it's sons, but not daughters. Daughters are not mitzvah. Which lo sase are they not mitzvah in? Lekorcha. For making yourselves bald. Now you'll notice that and this is very nogeh to the whole sugya here, that the Gemara is jumping over a different loisase, and that's loisase going to do. Loisase going to do was put first in the pasuk. Bonim atem Hashem lekeichem, loisase going to do. Don't cut yourselves to bleed. That, it seems from the Gemara, a woman would be chayvin. It's only Issi is saying that the bonim v'loy bonois jumps over loisase going to do, and it goes on loisase mekorcha b'neinechem. Only bonim and not bonois. And we'll soon see why. Why do we jump over loisase going to do? Maybe the bonim v'loy bonois refers to loisase going to do. But I'm just pointing it out at this time. Then the Gemara says, "Ato Imer Lekarcha, you say that Bonim Atem is Memayit Bonais, referring to the Lysis of Karcha, or Yeinu Yala Ligdida." And Rashi puts in the word Af Ligdida. Maybe it's across the board. Bonim Atem Hashem Lekeichem, Lysis Goyde of Lysis Mekarcha, you have 2 Lavin, maybe Bonim goes on both. That women are not mitzvah in the losase of Gedida as well. And as we said, it would make more sense because bonim is right next to the word lois is going to do. So to get more answers, because I have a different problem. You have a miut from bonim v'loy bonois, but I also have a ribui. Why? Because the next pasuk said, kishuaymer ki am kadosh atol Hashem lekecha. It said the word am, you're the nation of Hashem. The nation of Hashem includes both men and women, hareg didamer. So what am I going to use that ribui for? That ribui is telling us that it's not only men, it's women as well. So I say the women, the am kaddish is going on gedida. So the bonim v'loy bonis, notice what's happening here, which is very negated to the whole sugya. The bonim v'loy bonis is jumping over gedida and going to what? To karcha. And the following pasuk, Ki Am Kodesh, which includes women, is going backwards, not on Korcha, which is right next to it, but it jumps over Korcha and goes back to Gedida, and says Gedida is Chayiv men and women. And we'll see why we have to say this. Hamani Mekayim Banim V'loy Banais. If Am Kodesh is referring to Banais also, and that's for Gedida, so what does the Miyud of Banim V'loy Banais refer to? Le Korcha. It now refers to Karcha. Now ask the Gemara, Umara is la Rabbi Sasagadida, Ulahitsiasa Karcha. Why did you use Bonim to be Mamai Karcha and Am Kadosh to be Marbe women by Gedida? Why don't you say just the opposite? And what's implicit in this question is that it would make even more sense because the Bonim would be next to the Gedida and the Am Kadosh would be next to the Korcha. So the Bonim would be Mamayat women from Gedida and the Am Kadosh would be Marbe women for Gedida. The Gemara answers, Marba niyasa Gedida sheyeshna b'makam ha-seyar u'shalay b'makam seyar. You know why I say that women are included in not cutting their flesh? Because cutting your flesh is something that one can do where there is hair or where there's not hair. And I exclude women from the lava of korcha, because that you can only do to make someone bald. Obviously, that's only in a place where there is hair. So what does the Gemara mean to say? Which of these two laven is by nature more inclusive? It's the lav of Gedida. Because Gedida is done all over the body, where there is hair, where there's not hair. Which lav is not so inclusive? That's Korcha, because Korcha is only done where there is hair. So if I want to have a question, where is a woman included? I'll say she's included in the more inclusive lav, which is Gedida. And she's not included in the less inclusive lav, which is Korcha. Now the Gemara asks a question. The aim of Bonim V'loi Bonois Bein LeKorcha Bein LeGedida. Maybe the miut of Bonim V'loi Bonois goes on Korcha and Gedida, that a woman is not included. Maybe there'll be five lavim that a woman is not included. V'chi kosev ki am kodesh atol Hashem lekecha. And when the Torah said the next pasuk, because you are a holy people to Hashem, and am refers to men and women, you know which lav that is referring to? Besrita hu dekosev. That is referring to the Isser of Srita. What does Srita mean? So that this is referring to Vayikra in Parshas Kedoshim Perikof Aleph Pasuk He, which is a lav which is written by Kohanim, and the Pasuk says, La Yikrichu Karcha Bereishim. The Kohanim should not make themselves bald on their head. Upasuk Heinam Lo Yigalechu. They shouldn't use a razor on their beards. They should not make a cut in their flesh. Now, making a cut in the flesh sounds the same as what? As Gedida. That's what Gedida is. So both Rashi and Tosfos say here that the Gemara at this point holds that Srita and Gedida are two different kinds of loisases. As let's see the Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos on the Amud. Pirish Bekuntris, Divya Maskal Vichikosav, Am Kodesh, Lesritu de Kosav, Pirish Bekuntris. Tosis elaborates on what Rashi says. The Salkadat Chamina, the Gedida Srita Tarti Ninu. Gedida and Srita are two Lesur. Why? Chad Biyad. One is with the hand, that's Srita. Vichad Bekli. And Gedida, that's with a Keli. But they're two different Isur. So now listen to the unique question that the Gemara is now asking. Now that we know that Srita and Gedida and the Havamin are considered two different Isurim, the Gemara is asking that maybe Bonim the Miyud and not women, Bonim V'loi Banois, refers to both Gedida and Korcha, which are written in the Pasuk of Bonim Atem. L'Hashem alekeichem. Lois is going to do. V'lois is simu karcha ben aneichem. L'meis. That's bonim, v'loi bonais, both isurim. You have the next pasuk, which is am, ki am kodesh atah, which includes women. You know what that's speaking about? Not what we're talking about in Dvorim Yud Dalid, which is Gedida and the Korcha, but something we're talking in Parshas Kedoshim, in Vayikra, Perikofal of Pasuk Hei, Srita, which is written by the Kohanim. So Tosfos asks a very strong question. Let's see the Tosfos inside. V'im toimer mi hiskikonu loimer dechiam kodesh koya srita shloi huskere boitsa parsha klal v'loi koya gdida v'akorcha dekseva b'hayin yana. Why go ahead and say Am Kodesh is referring to something in Vayikra? You have two lavin in the previous pasuk. So why don't we say that Bonim goes on one lav to be Mamayit women, and Am Kodesh goes on another of those two lavin to be Marbet? Why jump to say that it goes on Srita? V'yesh loimar, Tosfos answers. The nichel etfei lemeimar, the chi Am Kodesh koya Srita, afa pish lehisker b'isa parsha, Milasares hamikra v'loimar. The bonim atem loikoi aloi tizgoi to do the samachlei el akorcha she'en samachlei. Shareg dida hifsaka inyan. Let's just jump down two lines. V'yoid, the yesh gam sirus acher, the am kodesh koyag dida shalifnei funav v'loi akorcha shalifunav. Tosfos says that although we had a swara, the Gemara just said a swara, gedida is inclusive. You could do it on your hair or not on your hair. And if it's inclusive, it should include women. Korcha is only on your hair, so it's not so inclusive. It should not include the women. Women. That's a more swara. But look what you're causing because of that swara. Because of that, you are making the pasuk go in opposite directions. The bonim atem l'Hashem l'kecho, you're telling me, is not going on gedida, which is written right next to bonim atem. It's going on korcha, which is not written right next to bonim. And the opposite, am kodesh, that's mar benoshim, is not going on korcha, which preceded it, but it's jumping backwards to lavin to lysis going to do. You're going in opposite directions. That doesn't make sense. It makes more sense. Gedida would go to bonim, and korcha would go to am. So therefore, the Gemara says, rather than say this kind of swara, that it's going in opposite directions, you know what? I have a better idea. This is better to me, says, that's what Rashi and Tosfos both say. It's better to me to say that Am Kodesh is going to bring something of Vayikra. Rashi points out one thing that Tosfos doesn't address, and Rashi says that why tell me all of a sudden in Vayikra, something in Vayikra here? Yeah, because since I told you that Gedida, which is similar to Srita, good, one's Biyad and one's Bekeli, but they're both making an injury on your flesh. So you told me that Bonim, V'loi Bonais, that women are not Mitzvah. Ah, you would have thought that Srita has the same din. Kamash Malon, let's say Kohanus, could she do Srita? Maybe I'll say B'nei Aaron, V'loi Bonais, Aaron. No, on Srita by Kohanus or Yisraelis would have the same din. There we say Am Kodosh. That's why I bring it in here, Rashi says, even though it's taken for Parsha Vayikra. But you brought up Gedida in the Pasuk, which has its din. I want to make sure you understand that Srita does not have the same din. But this is a better way to give more thought to Darshan the Psukim than to say that Bonim goes on Korcha, and which jumps over Gedida, and the Am Kodesh goes back to Lavin to Gedida and jumps over Korcha, which is right next to it. We thought, even though there's a logic behind the jumps, because Gedida is more inclusive and Korcha is less inclusive. But still, the Gemara didn't like that type of learning, and therefore the Gemara says, perhaps, let's go to this. Let's go back to the Kasha inside, two lines from the bottom. V'eima bonim v'loi bonois bein l'korcha bein l'gedida. Let's learn it simple, that bonim is going on the whole pasuk of Korcha and Gedida. V'chi kasuv ki am kodesh atal Hashem l'kecha, b'sritu de kasuv. That's from Vayikra. That's a better pshat than the way you want to say it. So the Gemara says, no, you cannot say that. Ksavar isi srita ugedida, as we turn to Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph, achas he, as Rashi says, top Rashi, mashmor shtein, bein biyad bein bekli, that gedida and srita are synonyms. There are two ways of saying the same thing. They are both biyad and both bekli. Oh, if so, so I can't say my pshat that gedida is bonim v'loy bonois and am, which is going on srita, is marba nashim, because they're the same thing. So then if I have a choice, I have to say that the logic of including women in the more inclusive gedida and not including them in the less inclusive korcha, that makes more sense, even though it involves that you're going to have to jump over. I don't care about the jumping as long as logically it makes sense. So this is the first way the Gemara understood Isi, that it comes out, according to Isi, there's a fourth lav which a woman is not obligated in, and that is Korcha. A Bayomer, he has a different shot. Hainu time of the Isi. This is the reason of Isi. Why a woman is not mitzvah in Korcha. The Gomer, Korcha, Korcha, Mibnei Aroin. I have a Gzeira Shava. And this is going to be a similar sugya to what we learned yesterday, that the only purpose the Gemara thought of the Gzeira Shava is to teach me that just like in Vayikra Chafal of Pasuk Hei, by Kahanim, it says, La Yikrechu Korcha Baroshim. It uses the word Korcha. And that's by Kahanim. And in Bay Yisraelim, in Dvorim Perek Yidal Pasuk Aleph, it says, V'loisa Simu Korcha Beneneichem Lameis. It also uses the word Korcha. So I have Xer Shava. So I learn out Malahal Noshim Peturis. Just like over there, it's Bnei Aron, Emor El Kahanim, Bnei Aron V'loi, Bnei Saron, that they're not mitzvah in Korcha. Afkan, Noshim Peturis. Here, over here by Yisraelim, a woman is not Chayiv in the Isser of Korcha. I have Xer Shava. Says the Gemara, this mamish the same sugi like we had in yesterday's Amud. The e sviralon the chikos of karabekulin yanu hudichsev. So in other words, like this, the pasuk that says emor alakana bnei aron. We'll review what we learned in yesterday's shir briefly. The pasuk of emor alakana bnei aron bnei aron v'loy bnei saron is referring to the first mitzvah there of tumah. So a kahanis is not mitzvah, like we learned in our Mishnah Daf Chav Test about Matama Lemesim. But then the Pasuk says, you should be Matame yourself to the Shiva Kroivim. As Rashi brought the Pasuk, Lo Yatame. And that din of being Matame to the Shiva Kroivim is not only by a Kayin, it's by a Kahanis as well. Then the Pasuk says, other Isurim of a Kayin. For example, the one we're dealing with now. Don't do Korcha. So now my question is, does the Emor al HaKahanim B'nei Aron V'loi B'nois Aron, does that refer only to Tumah? Or does it refer to the whole Parsha? One could say that since right after the Isser Tumah, it says where you should be Matamah, the seven Krivim, which goes on a woman as well, Hifsik O'inyan. That which we said, B'nei Aron V'loi B'nois Aron, that was only for the Loi, the Aveira of being Matamah to a regular mace. But now that you tell me a kohanis is also mechuyev to be metame to the shiva krovim, so when it says further in the parsha you shouldn't do korcha, maybe we don't say that emor alakana bnei aron v'loy bnois aron on korcha, because you already split it with the chiyuv of a kohanis to be metame lemesim of the shiva krovim. Yes, okay, I hear what you're saying, but there's a gzeira shava, and what's the purpose of the Gzeir Shavah? The Gemara didn't know any other purpose except to compare a Kohanis to a Yisraelis. So if I compare a Kohanis to Yisraelis to say that Issi's din, that a Yisraelis is not mitzvah in the lav of Korcha, then it must be that the Gzeir Shavah itself is showing me that we don't say Hifsik HaInyan. We say that B'nai Aron V'loi B'nai Saron doesn't only go on Tumah, it goes on Korcha as well. So that's what the Gemara is now getting into. By you telling me, Xer Shava, it comes out that you hold Isvir Lund Chikos of Kro Bekulin Yanehud Chsev. It's not only going on what? It's not only going on Tumah, the first din, but it's going on the subsequent dinim of Akoyan as well, that it only refers to a man, not a woman. And that's how you want to now make Xer Shava from Koyan to Yisrael, just like a Kahanis is not mitzvah in Korcha, a Yisraelis is not mitzvah in Korcha as well. Nishtikraminei. Don't tell me Xer Shava. V'teisa b'kal v'chaymer. I have a different way of learning it through a kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? V'anoamin, I will say, Uma kohanim shariba v'em akos v'mitzvah yiseris. By kohanim, where there are many mitzvahs. He can't marry a divorced woman. He's not allowed to be metamel l'mesim. He has extra dinim above what a Yisrael has. And on that we say, b'nei aron v'loi b'nei saron. So Yisrael, like kol shcheini Yisrael, who doesn't have so many mitzvahs. So for sure we will say that only the men are chayv and not the women. There's a kal v'chaymer. What do you need a gzeira shava for? You have a kal v'chaymer. The Gemara says no. If you wouldn't have a Gzeir Shava, Ilav Gzeir Shava, Havamina Hifsik Einyan. I would say that, well, as we explained before, Law Yitama, which is a chiyuv to the shiva krivim to be metame, goes on not only a man, it goes on a woman as well, on the kahanis as well. And therefore, subsequently, when it says about korcha lav, that goes on a woman as well, a kahanis as well. Hivsik inyan, I must have the gzei reshava. So the Gemara says, so, and if you have the gzei reshava, hashtanami name a hivsik inyan. You could still say hivsik inyan, that emor alakana b'nei aron v'loy b'nei aron only goes on tuma. It doesn't go on the subsequent dinim of the parsha. I ve'i mishum gzei reshava. And if you're telling me no, I'll prove to you that that emor alakana b'nei aron v'loy b'nei aron goes not only on tuma, it goes on the whole parsha. Why? Because I have gzei reshava from Kayin to Yisrael. And if I don't have, if you're going to tell me that a Kayin himself, it's not only a Kayin, it's a Yisrael, it's a Kahanis as well, that's usur in Korcha, so then I have, then what's the purpose of my Gzei Reshava? The whole purpose was that just like there's a Kayin v'loy Kahanis, so too Yisrael v'loy Yisraelis, that she's not Mechuyev in Korcha. But if you're telling me that but even by a Kayin a Kahanis is Mechuyev, so what's the purpose? The Gemara didn't know any other purpose. So the Gemara says, I have a different purpose of the Gzei Reshava. Yimishum Gzei Reshava, that's not going to prove your point. Meboyele, look at Asani, I need it for something else, as it says in the Braisa. It says in the Braisa, lo yikorchu. The Pasuk says by the Kahanim, don't make a bald spot. Yachla filakarach arba v'chamisha karchais. Let's say a person did four or five areas in his head, and he pulled out the hair, and he made five bald spots. Maybe lo yichayv alachas, lo yichayv one. Tama lo yikorcha. You told me lo yikrichu. Just say lo yikrichu b'roshim. What do you have to tell me? Lo yikrichu korcha b'roshim. Obviously, don't make a bald spot. So you're saying, you're speaking about making bald. What do you have to say to the word korcha? The word korcha is teaching you l'chayiv al kol achas l'chakas, that each bald spot that you made on your head, you're chayiv for each one. Okay, let's go a step further. What does it say by kayin? Lo yikrichu korcha b'roshim. Where does a person make himself bald? Those who still have hair, you make yourself bald in your hair. There's no other place. So what do you have to tell me on your scalp, on a beroishim, ma talmud loimer? What's it teaching me? So Rashi says it a little different. Rashi says, we already saw by Yisrael that the Isser is bein einechem. What is bein einechem? Bein einechem, people don't have hair on their forehead. So bein einechem must mean on your head, which is between your eyes. So we already know that the Isser of Korcha is on top of your head. Why do you have to tell me the word Beroishim? Lefisha Nemar. It says, Lois is going to do Lois' Simi Korcha Bein Nechem Lemeis. That, it says that by Yisrael, Yochel Lo Yehei Chayv Al Bein Enayim. I would think that the Isser of making yourself bald is only between your eyes. In other words, on your scalp, in the area of hair that's between your eyes, minayin l'rabbis kol roish. How do you know there's an isser in the whole head? Talmud loymer b'roisham, your head l'chayv al roish kaben enayim, to make yourself chayv on the whole head, like between your eyes. Okay, so we learned out your chayv for each korcha. We learned out your chayv korcha on your whole head, not only bein enayim. Ve'ein li ala kahanim. I only know this isser by kahanim. Sharibu b'makosuf mitzvaseis. Because they have many mitzvahs. Yisrael menol, and Yisrael doesn't have so many mitzvahs. How do I know that he also has the isser of korcha? The answer, and how do I know he's chayv on each korcha? Ne'emar kan korcha. It says korcha by kayin. Ne'emar lahal korcha, it says korcha by Yisrael. Ma kan chayv al kol korcha v'korcha. Just like by kayin, we proved your chayv for each korcha. And also, we proved v'chayv al roish kaben einayim, your chayv on the whole head, like between your eyes. Af la'alon by Yisrael, chayv al kol korcha v'korcha, your chayv on each bald spot that you caused, v'chayv ala roish kaben enayim, your chayv on the whole head, like between your eyes. And now, whenever you have gzeir shava, you go both ways. Umal lahalan al meis, by Yisrael, what does the pasuk say? V'loy sasimu korcha ben einechem l'meis. You're doing it because you are mourning over a deceased person. So just like the Isser by Yisrael is only if you're doing it for stupidity, you're not chayiv. You're only chayiv if you're doing it to mourn over a mace. Afkan al-mace. So too by Koyin, where it doesn't say the word al-mace, I learn out from Yisrael, al-mace. Okay, what's the Gemara trying to say? Let's recap. Now we had a whole extensive Gzei Reshava here. And from this Gzei Reshava, we took Dinim by a Koyin, we put it to a Yisrael. We took Dinim of a Yisrael, Lemeis, we put it to a Koyin. So I used the Gzei Reshava. So now my Kasha comes back. What are you learning out Issi's Din? from Xer Shava Karcha Karcha, which means, which takes on as a given that a Kahanis is not mitzvah in Karcha, and therefore you could start making Xer Shava to Yisraelis, that she's also not mitzvah. I'll tell you, Hivsika Inyan. I'll tell you, Lo Yitama, which a Kahanis is mitzvah in, makes that Emerald Akan B'nei Aaron V'loi B'nei Sarin is only going on Tumah. It's not going on the other mitzvahs that are written following the words Lo Yitama. If a Kahanis is included in Lo Yitama of the Shiva Krivim, she's included in Karcha. I have a Gzeir Shava. The Gzeir Shava I'm using for something else. So how do you know to hold in a Visi? Answers the Gemara. If that's the only purpose I was using the Gzeir Shava, M.K. Niktiv Krah Karach Karach. The apostle could have said by each one, for example, it could have said, Layikrichu Karach Bereisham. Why does it say an extra hey, my Korcha, which it said by both Kohen and Yisrael, Shema Mina, Shamat Mina, Tarti, we learn out both Dinim, and Rashi says, Havalei Kigzei Rishava Yisera. It's like we have two Gzei Rishavas here. We have one Gzei Rishava from Korach Korach, and we have a second Gzei Rishava from Korcha, Korcha. So from Korach, Korcha, I'll learn out all the dinim of Korach from a Kayan to Yisrael, and from Yisrael back to a Kayan. Mace, and a Korach, Korach, V'Korach, and Roisham, all those dinim will learn back and forth Kayan to Yisrael. What's the extra Heg Zereshava? That's the second Zereshava. The extra Heg Zereshava has no other purpose but to tell me that just like we don't say Hifzika Inyan, we say that Emerald Akampani Aaron Veloy Ben Aysan goes not only on Tumah, it goes on the rest of the parsha as well. That means a woman Koyhanis is not Mitzvah in Korcha. Gzei Rishava, if a woman Koyhanis is not Mitzvah in Korcha, a Yisraelis is not Mitzvah in Korcha as well. Otherwise, I have no other purpose for the Gzei Rishava. That's the second way that Issi learned it out. Rav Amar, I have a third way. Hi, Netama de Issi, the Olive Bein, and Necha Mitzvulin. This is an easier limit. We learn it's very simple. It says by Korcha by Yisrael, Bein Einechem Lemeis. And it says, where should you put on your tefillin? Bein Einechem. So Ma'alahalon, just like by tefillin. Noshim Peturais, Afkan Noshim Peturais. So they're also potter from the Isser of Korcha. Now the Gemara wants to know, V'Rava my time alomer Kabaya. Why didn't Rava say like Kabaya, which was, Gzei Rishava Karcha Karcha. The Gemara answers, Karach Karcha Lemashmalei. You had to come on, that there's two Gzei Rishavas. One from Karach and one from the Hay. He says that's the way the Torah writes Karcha. I'm not impressed with the extra Hay. I'm not going to say the extra Hay shows me, like Rashi says, that there's like a new Gzei Rishava. It's all one part, one Gzei Rishava, so I don't use it. So, and ain't Chanami. I would, on that alone, I would say Hifzika Inyan, that a Kohanis may be Ischayiv. So I don't use the Gzeir Shav in that way. V'Abaye, my time of Amaka Rava. Abaye, who learned it from the second Gzeir Shav of Karcha Karcha, why didn't he say like Rava, that we learn it simply from Tefillin? Amar Lach, he answers, Tefillin Gefaya Mahacha Gamar Lach. I already used that Gzeir Shav from Tefillin. What's the Gzeir Shav? Ma'alahala Makam Shaisen Karcha Begoyva Sharaish. Just like when you do Karcha, you don't do it on your forehead. You do it Beinei Nayim on the hair, which is above your forehead. Unfortunately, a lot of people wear their Tefillin on their forehead, and they're not yoitz to the mitzvah of wearing Tefillin. It has to be on your hair above your forehead, going down till the hairline of the forehead. So just like where does a person do Karcha? On his head above the eyes, Afkan by Tefillin, Makam Anacha Begoyva Roish. I have to put on the tefillin on the hair, which is on top of the forehead, Beino Einayim. So I already used the Gzei Rishava for something. I can't use the Gzei Rishava for this. So I'm just going to point out, I'm not going to go into the teretz of Tosfos, but Tosfos here asks in Divrei HaMashchil tefillin two bambakashes. The first kasha I had myself when I was learning it. We have a famous rule, Ein Gzei Rishava Lamachza. You don't make Gzei Rishava halfway. If you have a Gzei Rishava, you learn everything that you can from it. So if so, what's the Gemara's problem? What's Abaye saying? I can't learn like Rava from Tefillin because I use it for something else. That where do you put the Tefillin on your head? But Ein Gzei Rishava Lamachza. So just like women are putter from Tefillin, they're putter from, Gzei Rishava is always a two-way street. So this then I learned from Karcha, and Karcha I learned from Tefillin, that women are putter in Tefillin, they're putter from Karcha. What's your problem? A second question that Tosfos asks, a bomb of a question. We know that you only put on tefillin b'nei necha, but now that you're telling me there by korcha roisham, and the Isser Korcha is over your whole head. If we have this Gzeir Shavit to Tefillin, why don't we learn out from Korcha to Tefillin that you could put wear Tefillin anywhere on your head? And not only Beinei Naim. Beinei Naim is Lav Dafka, because Gzeir Shavit to Korcha, and Korcha, it says Beroshim. Ayin Shem and Tais is what he answers are these two very strong questions. Now continues the Gemara, Ubein La Baya Bein Larava, Hai Bodem Atem Ayidarshi Bei. You remember we had three terutzim, three explanations of how Issi learns this din, that a woman is not mitzvah in Korcha. So what does Abai and Rava do with the pasuk? The first pshat that the Gemara brought on Lamed Hayamid Beis of Bonim, Bonim V'loi Bonois. So Rava and Abai say that we use that for something totally different. Hi, mi boile kenesanya. We need that for what we learned in the Braisa. Bonim atem l'sham l'keichem. You know when you're Bonim, says Rabbi Yehuda, bizman she'atem noyigim minig Bonim. If you act like a son to Hashem, then you're a son. But atem kriyim bonim. But ein atem noyigim minig bonim. If you're rebellious, you don't do the mitzvahs, then you're ein atem kriyim bonim. You're not called a son. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that if a Jew sins, he's no longer a ben of Hashem. Rabbi Meir says, no, I disagree. Ben kach atem kriyim bonim. Either way, you might be a bad child, but you're still a child. You never lose your designation as being a ben of Hashem. Shenemar. And he brings now four psukim. Pasuk number one. Pasuk in Yirmiyah Dalet. Bonim scholem hema. They are foolish children. They're foolish, but they're still called bonim. V'yomer, a second pasuk. In Dvorim Lamed Beis. Bonim loy uman bom. They're not loyal, but they're still bonim. V'yomer, a third pasuk. In Yeshaya Aleph. Zerem Areim, their seed from people who do evil. Bonim Mashchisim, their sons who are corrupt. And as Rashi will soon tell us, that means they serve Avodah Zorah. But yet they're called Bonim. V'yomer, and a final pasuk in Hosea Beis, when Klal Yisrael, as Rashi will tell us later in the Sugya, when they do tshuva. V'hoya, b'mkoyim asher yomer lam loyami atem. Instead of speaking about Bnei Yisrael that they're not my people, Yoimar Lohem, they will say about the Jewish people after they did tshuva from their iniquities, Bnei Kael Chai, they are the sons of the living God. Ask the Gemara, what do you need these four psukim to prove your point? My Voimer. So he says like this, V'chi teima sichli hude mikri bani. Yes, if they're foolish, they're still called sons. But Kiles Behem and Isaiah, which Rashi says means they're Rishoyim. They're not loyal. They did Averis. Foolish is one thing. But maybe if you did Averis, you're not Bonim. Loy Mikri Boni, Tashima. That's why he brings the second pasuk. V'oimer, Bonim Loyuman Bom. Even though Loyuman, they're not loyal. They did Averis. They're still called Bonim. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me Kiles Behem and Isaiah, when they weren't loyal, they did Averis. Who to Mikri Bonim? But Kipolchu Loy Vedes Kechamim. Loy Mikri Bonim. Ah, that's going too far. And Rashi explains because the pasuk says Bonim Mashchisim. Bonim Mashchisim is when you're corrupt and means you did Avodah Zorah. Tashima. V'oimer, it says in Yeshaya Aleph, Zera Mereim Bonim Mashchisim. They're Mashchis, they're serving Avodah Zorah. As the Pasuk says, by Avodah Zorah and Dvorim Perek Dalet, Rashi brings it down, Pen Tashchisun Vaasisem Pesel. You're corrupt. So we see Avodah Zorah is called Hashchosa. And even though you're Mashchisim, but you're still Bonim. And finally, V'chitem Abonim Ashchisim Udamikri, B'nei Ma'alya, Loi Mikri. Yes, Klal Yisrael, if they sin, they do over their sons. But can they ever, Rashi says, get back to the level through tshuva, to the way they were, that they were precious? B'nei Ma'alyasa? Rashi says, maybe Loi Mikri Oid Loilam. Maybe they'll never again retain the status they had before. Tashima, the Oimer, it says in Ishaya Beis, V'hoya b'mkoyim asher yomer lahem loy ami atem. Yomer lahem b'nei keil chai. You did tshuva, says Rashi. Then not only are you bonim, but you get the lofty title of being children of keil chai. The Rajba, two places in a tshuva. Chelik Aleph, a tshuva kuf tzadik, Dalit, and also in Reish Mem Beis says that even though normally the Machlokas Rabbein Reb Yehuda we paskin like Rav Yehuda, but in this case, since Rav Meir marshaled four psukim to prove his case, here that we paskin like Rav Meir, and as a result, Yisrael Shechata Afa became Yisrael, who even if a Jew sins and he goes far away from Hashem, we paskin like Rav Meir, he's still a son of Hashem, and if he does tshuva, he's b'nei keil chai. Continues the next Mishnah. We're now going to discuss various halachas in korbonos that a woman is not obligated in, and in fact, in some of these things, if she does them, like if she's a kohanis, and she does the avoid in the base of Migdash, those items will in fact be puzzle. If we look in the Taisus, second bottom Taisus, Divri Amasla Smichais Ratnuvais, Taisus says, Nira, Dime Agoshis Ve'elach Meir B'Kahanim, Ve'osu Kroi B'Gemor Lamute Kahanois, Avil Smichais Ve'tnuvais, Ari B'Yisrael. What Taisus and Rashi does the same thing, he divides up the dinim of our Mishnah in two sections. The first two dinim that we're going to learn are speaking about a Yisraelis, and the rest of the dinim are speaking about a Kohanois. Begins the Mishnah. Hasmichos. The halacha is, as the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Korbanos Perek Gimel, halacha Yud Gimel and halacha Tezvav, he says that when a person brings a korban for a chet, like a chatos, he has to do smicha, which means he has to press down with both of his hands and his full force on the head of the animal. And at that time, before the korban is sacrificed, before it's shechted, he's misvade, he confesses his sin. In the Rambam says in the case of a toida or a shlomim, he does the same thing, and at that time, instead of being mitzvah on a chet, he says, shiros mizmoiri hoidah, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a woman is not obligated to do smicha, and there's a Mandi Amar holds that nashim, soimchais rishus. They have rishus to do smicha, but they're, according to everybody, they're not obligated to do smicha. The second halacha is vahatnufois, waving. There are certain korbanos where moilach umevi, maila umoirid. He brings it up and down and away from him and back to himself. So this is done together with the kohen, and except there are two exceptions which we'll learn at the end of the Mishnah, mincha saita and nazira, where a woman is involved in the tnufa, but regularly a woman does not participate in this waving, only the kohen. And now begins the halachas that have to do with avoida, where we're speaking about a female koyhanis. The hagoshes, bringing the, Rashi says, a mincha, for example, was brought close to the southwestern tip of the mizbeach. So that is something that a koyhan does and not a koyhanis. Vahakmitzos, and kmitzos. There's two types of mincha. Some minchas are burnt entirely, and other minchas, the kohen removes a small portion from it, and the rest is that's brought on the mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by the kohanim. That the procedure for removing that small amount of flour is called kmitza. What the kohen does is he takes the three middle fingers of his right hand, he folds them over on his palm, and he scoops out enough flour that should go into those closed three fingers. So by kmitza, the halacha is that a kohanis does not do kmitza. And vaktoris, burning any, either a whole korban like an oila or pieces of a korban, a woman does not do this. Vahamalikos, being moilig. Moilik is to a bird what shchita is to an animal. Instead of using a knife, like you do with an animal, the kohen cuts through the back of the bird's neck with his right thumbnail, and if a woman would do malika, it's possible. Now, we know that there are four avodos, shchita, kabbalah, hoilacha, and zrika. So why aren't the others mentioned in our Mishnah? So shchita is not mentioned because, in fact, the Mishnah says in Zvachim, daf lamed aleph amid beis, that shchita of a korban is not only kosher by a zar, a Jew, you don't have to be a kayin, it's kosher by a woman as well. So that's why shchita is not mentioned. Now, Let's go on. Vahakabolos, that's being mekabel the dam. That's the second of the avoiders. You have to mekabel the dam of an animal in a cup, in a keli. That's one of the four avoiders, and it's possible if it's done by a kohanis. Now, why is halacha, bringing it towards the Mizbeach, not mentioned in the Mishnah? So Tosfos Divrei Maaseh HaKabbalah says, because halacha is not mentioned, because halacha is part of Kabbalah. We're going to see at the bottom of this Amud, that where do you learn out Kabbalah from, accepting it into a kli, from the Pasuk? V'ikrivu akoyen, v'ikrivu b'nei Aaron. The b'nei Aaron are bring it close to the Mizbeach. So the Pasuk shot bring it close means halacha, walking with it towards the Mizbeach. We also learn Kabbalah, that first you have to mekabel the dam in a keli, and then you walk. So both dinim are learned from the same pasuk. So included in Kabbalah was halacha, that's why it's not mentioned. The next thing in the mission is hazoi, sprinkling the dam of a bird. Hazor is to a bird what zrika is to an animal. So by hazor, a bird, you take the bird itself and you sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. Zrika, which is the fourth avoid, is not mentioned, even though it's only kosher by a kohen, not by a kohanis, because since she said hazor, so we include zrika is, that's what Tosfos says, zrika b'chlal hazor, that it's only kosher by a kohen, not by a kohanis. So noyagim b'anashim v'loy b'anashim. All these dinim that we said till now in the Mishnah are noyag only by a man, not by a woman. Chutz, two exceptions. Mimincha soita, before a sota who there is a chash that she was not loyal to her husband and she has to drink the mayim amorim, and before that she has to bring a korban mincha soita, which is made out of barley. So mincha soita, she does wave it together with the kayin. The nazira and the lachme nazira that a nazir brings when he ends his naziris. If a woman is a nazira, she has to bring those lachmim as well. Those breads, they're called mincha of a nazira. And there she does wave it. Shehem and nifois. She waves it together with the kayit. Now the Gemara wants to know, how do you know all these dinim? Smichois, that it's only noyeg by a man, not by a woman. Dechsiv, dabra b'nei Yisrael. It says dabra b'nei Yisrael v'samach. And even though it doesn't say it right there, it says it two psukim further, but the Dabar of Bnei Yisrael is going on v'samach. It can't be going on the next pasuk, because the next pasuk is speaking about bringing a korban. And the Ramban and the Ritva point out that a goy is allowed to bring a korban. So if a goy can bring a korban, certainly a woman can bring a korban. So Bnei, when it says Bnei Yisrael, Dabar of Bnei Yisrael, V'loi Bnei Yisrael, cannot be going on bringing a korban. Must be going on two psukim further. Further, which is speaking about v'samach, that's two psukim further, v'samach, who does it? B'nai Yisrael, and no smicha by B'nai Yisrael. They're not motzuva in smicha. B'nai Yisrael soimchim, v'ein B'nai Yisrael soimchim. Tenufois, waving. How do you know that's only by a man, not by a woman? Dabar B'nai Yisrael, v'heinif. B'nai Yisrael menifin, they wave, v'ein B'nai Yisrael menifin. Hagoshois, bring it close to Mizbech. How do you know it's only a man, not a woman? Dechsiv, v'zois, taris, hamincha. Hakrev, v'yisob, b'nai Aaron. B'nei Aaron, v'loi b'nei Aaron. Bring the korb, the mincha near to the southwestern part of the Mizbech. B'nei Aaron, not b'nei Aaron. Kemitzois, dechsev. How do you know that's only by a man, not by a woman? V'hei v'yo b'nei Aaron v'komatz. B'nei Aaron, v'loi b'nei Aaron. Haktarois. How do you know burning of the korbanis? Dechsev, iktiru oisai b'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron, v'loi b'nei Aaron. Hamalikois. Dechsev, umolak v'hiktir. Iskish malika laktora. Since it makes a hekish between malika and Haktorah. Haktorah, we learned before, is only B'nai Aaron, V'loi B'nai Aaron. So Mela Malika is also B'nai Aaron, V'loi B'nai Aaron. If a Kohanis does Malika, it's possible. HaKabbalah is being Mekabal Dadam. How do you know that? Dechsev, V'krivu B'nai Aaron. We mentioned this possible before. V'yomer Ma'ar, as we turn to Daf, Lamid, Vav, Amid, Beis, V'krivu Zukabbalah Sadam. Not only is V'krivu Haylocha, but also is included in that Kabbalah, and therefore it says over there, B'nai Aaron, I learned B'nai Aaron, V'loi B'nai Aaron. Then we have Vazois, it says in the Mishnah, sprinkling is only done by B'nai Aaron and not B'nai Aaron. Hazor Deicha, which Hazor are you speaking about? Which korban? Eat a por, if you're speaking about a por, Duma, the halacha was that when you shechted the por adum and you burnt the ashes, so there was halacha that you had to take from the blood. This was done outside the base of Mikdash on a hill that was opposite the base of Mikdash, and the kohen would sprinkle seven times towards the base of Mikdash. So if you're telling me that a woman cannot do that, a kohanis cannot do that, Of course she can't do that. Elazar sivba. It says in the pasuk that Elazar should do it. Elazar is a kohen gadol. Even regular kahanim can't do it. So if regular kahanim can't do it, kal v'chomer, a woman can't do it. What is the mishnah have to tell me that a woman doesn't do azor of por aduma? Edipnim, if you're talking about when a kohen gadol did a chet, which is called the par kohen mishuach, or a tzibur did a chet, which is called the par helm davishal tzibur, and the blood is sprinkled on the paroiches, which was the cover that separated between the kodesh and the kodesh hakodashim, and it's also sprinkled on the mizbeach hazov. So if you're telling me that that's what the Mishnah is referring to, HaKoyin HaMashiach Kosuba, again, it says over there, who does it? The Kohen Gadol. So if a Kohen can't do it, certainly a woman can't do it. What did the Mishnah have to tell me? A woman can't do it. Ella Hazor Deben Oif. It's speaking about a Chatas Oif, where the Pasuk says, V'hizo Midam HaChatas. And how do I know that a woman can't be sprinkled the dam of a Chatas Oif? The Isa B'Kal V'Choymer Mi Ben Tzoyin. I learn it, a Kal V'Choymer, from sheep. Uma ben soin, shaloi kova loi koin lishchitasoi. The halach is that a czar, as we mentioned before, is allowed to shecht korbanis. How do we know that? Rashi brings down the Gemara in Brachas, daf lamed aleph from the base, which says, vishochad as ben abakar, vikrivu b'nei aron, and we learn out, mikabol of eilach mitzvahs kuna, limed al shchita, shekshair bizar. When is b'nei aron mentioned in the pasuk? Only vikrivu b'nei aron. But vishochad, it doesn't say b'nei aron. So shchita is mutter bizar. So madach by a tsoin, where a czar, a yisrael, can shecht. And yet, but as far as sprinkling the blood, which means the zrik of the blood of a tzoyin, the pasuk says v'zorku b'nei aron is only a b'nei aron v'loy b'nei saron. So ben oif by a bird shekava l'koyin l'malikasoy, malik is only kosher, as we mentioned before, only by a koyin. So because the pasuk says that. It says v'krivu akoyin el mizbech u'molak es roishay. Who does malika? Only a koyin. So and not a czar. So kal v'chaymer that what that ain't a din sheyikvul loy lazosoy, that you need a koyin bedafke to do the hazah, and therefore just like by shchit of an animal, by zrik of the dam of an animal, it's b'nei aron v'loy b'nei saron. So too over here the halach is it's only a male that can do it. This hazah and not a female. The only two minchas that a woman can do tnufa on are minchas saitu nazira. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, le Rabbi Yoshia de Dore. Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yoshia, from who was a contemporary from his generation, loites of akarach, don't sit down. Ada amrat li lahashmaitza, until you clarify for me the following halacha. So Rashi points out, there's a very strange thing, we don't find this usually in Shas, he was speaking to the Rabbi Yoshia of his generation. What's the idea of that? So Rashi says that we're talking about Rabbi Lozer, who was from the first Amoraim, and if you look in the side of the, on the right side, in the Ein Mishpat, it says on the side of our Gemara, not Eliezer, Tzorach Loimer, Elozer. Because Eliezer is the Lashon of Rabbi Eliezer Atana. We're talking about Rabbi Lozer, who was from the first Amoraim. And Rabbi Lozer from the first Amoraim lived at the time, says Rashi, proved from this Gemara, two Rabbi Yoshias. One Rabbi Yoshia was a contemporary Amoira. The other Rabbi Yoshia was a Tana. He was from the last Tanoim, who was a Bar Plukta, Rashi says, with Rabbi Yonasan. So the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Lozer the Amoira said to his contemporary, Rabbi Yoshia, not Rabbi Yoshia the Tana who is still living, the old Rabbi Yoshia who is still living in his generation. No, he was speaking to the young Rabbi Yoshia, the contemporary Amoira. Now, here I didn't see what I'm going to tell you right now, but I remember, I believe correctly, from where we had this before, someplace in Shas, that the reason you have to tell me this whole thing, what's the difference, is because of the statement that he made. He said, don't sit down until you tell me this pshat. If an Amoira is speaking to a fellow Amoira, he could say such a thing. But if an Amoira is speaking to the old Rabbi Yoshia the Tana, you go over to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's and tell him his elderly age, and you're going to say to him, hey, Rabbi Moshe, don't sit down. It's not coveting, not respectful. So since he said this expression, don't sit down, the Gemara goes out of its way to tell you that he was not talking to Rabbi Yoshia the Tanna, who was still living, but he was talking to the contemporary Rabbi Yoshia, and that's why we have to say that it's not Rabbi Eliezer the Tanna speaking here, it's Rabbi Lozer the Amor. What did he ask of him? Menayin lemincha soita shetuna tnufa. How do you know the mincha soita needs waving? Menolon, he said back to him. Menolon begufiksev. That's a pasuk. Vehenev is a mincha. And the male pshat is, you wouldn't come to ask me a question that's an often a pasuk in chumash. You know your chumash. Avada, you're not asking me. You must be mean to ask me something else. El tnuf bebaila menolon. What I mean to ask you is, how do you know, in fact, that a soita has, who's the bailam of this mincha, that she has to put her hands together with the kayin and wave? Maybe only the kayin does it. The answer is, that's a good question. It's not beferish in the pasuk. So on that, he answered him, asi yad yad mishlom. We have exer shavi yad yad from shlom. Ksiv hach, it says over here by, soita, v'lokech ha-koyim yaro isha, he takes it from the hands of the woman. Uksiv ha-asim over there by shlomim, it says, yodov to Vienna, the bailim's hand should bring it. So ma-kan, just like by soita, koyin, it says koyin, aflahalim by shlom, even though it doesn't say koyin, koyin, the koyin's also taking it and waving it. Ma'alahalim by shlomim, bailim, it says, yodov to Vienna, referring to the bailim, afkan by soita, bailim. So we learn exerishova, one for the other. So it comes out, bottom line, you need both the bailim and you need what? The kayin. Hakate said, how does that work? The answer is, kayin machnas yad etachas yad bailim. The kayin puts his hand under the hand of the bailim, umain if any waves it. So that's how we know by a soita that you need tenufa with the bailim. And this is one of the exceptions that even though a woman normally doesn't do tenufa, she does tenufa by soita because we learned it out from Exer Rishava, from Shlomim. Ashkechon soita, we find soita nazira minolon. How do you know when she's a nazira? She also has to do tenufa by the mincha, by the lechem nazir. The answer is, Asya kaf kaf mi soita. You have exer shavu kaf kaf from soita. By soita it says, v'nosan al kapeo es minchas azikorin. And by nazir it says, v'nosan al kapeh ha-nazir. So I have kaf kaf, I learn out exer shavu. So just like by soita, the woman's hands are there, so too by nazira, the woman's hands are there. And we'll just conclude with what Tosfos in soita. Daf Yutes brings from the Rishalmi, ask the Rishalmi, Ve'ein Adover Kier. What kind of preetzis is this? The what does the Gemara say over here? The Gemara says, Koyin Machnas Yodoy, Tachas Yad Bailam. Who's the Bailam here? A woman. You're speaking about in the Beis Hamikdash. The Koyin's gonna put his hand holding the woman's hand, under her Minchas Soita. And the whole Korban's being brought for, it's Soirim. Because perhaps she did an act of a behemoth. And in that act now we're gonna have the Koyin touching the, it's a Dover Mechur. The Yerushalmi gives three terutzim to this kasha. Number one, says the Yerushalmi, that it's speaking about meniach mapa veina choitzes. He puts a handkerchief between her hands and his. Secondly, Tosfos says mevi koyin zokin. He brings an elderly koyin who doesn't have a yetzahara anymore. And then Tosfos concludes vafilatema koyin yelad. Even you're going to say it's speaking about a younger koyin. The Yerushalmi says it's she'ein yetzahara mitzuya l'shah. This takes a very quick thing to wave mailuch mevi mailu moirid back and forth, up and down. Takes a couple of seconds. In that short amount, a few seconds, the Yerushalmi says that the Yetzirah will not come, and therefore it's not considered a disgusting mechur hadavar.
Will that cover or is that shabbat in terms of the chovas havoda?